That's one of the things for you.
As much as you can remember.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The story was about a guy that supposed to had a friend. One name was Jimmy. One name was Bob. I can't specifically which one it was. It was one was 18, almost 20. When they separated, and they had met at this restaurant, you know, and they said they promised that they would come back and meet each other 20 some years down the road. So the one guy was waiting for his friend to come by, and the police officer asked him. He said, "Just me, officer. I'm just standing here, you know, waiting on my friend. We promised 20 years ago that we would meet here, you know." And so the police officer had a conversation with him, and he went on, and he continued on his way, pulling the door, wasn't down. He went down, went on down the street. Okay. Now, in the middle part, I got kind of confused in terms of first, circuit, second, route. I got kind of confused in terms of, because I guess it's an old Henry story. Him and the guy was talking, and he started to walk in. Oh, somebody came across the street and lit a match. From what I read, he came across the street, and he says, "That you, Jimmy? That you, Bob?" And they start talking. The two guys started walking, and then he said, "You not Jimmy?" You know, from the last part, get to the last part. He was saying that he went around the corner, and he recognized him from a paper that he was somebody else, and he went around the corner, and got the police officer. That you know. Because that's what he had left me there from a note. Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's everything in a nutshell I can remember.
Okay.
Everything in a nutshell. Well, I mean, it was some particulars. I don't want to take contact with some particulars, you know. The place that it was staying, like I said, it used to be a restaurant years ago. And and the last part of the picture, he was arrested. The police arrested him, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was Jimmy or Bob. Can't figure which one it was. The end.
Okay, good. Okay, now if you would think of a story and tell it to me. Try to think of a story that has about at least two or three people in it. If it could be a childhood experience, anything.
Childhood experience. Story. I can tell you a story. When I was a child, I went to a grocery store. No, it was a drugstore. Early one morning, I was going to school, and I stopped off at a drugstore because I wanted to get an umbrella. And when I looked across the county, there was some people in the store, but then when I began to walk around the store, everybody seemed to disappear. There was one person behind the counter, and there was a guy walking around with a long trench coat. It was going to pair of sunshades, and never forget. And then as I walked around the store, you know, so like I looked again, I didn't see that many people in the store. So finally, the guy, later on, I guess after I walked around, didn't find nobody was there, he walked up behind me, and he said, "Son, the manager would like to see you in the back," you know. So, you know, when he said it, he had my arm. He took my arm. He said, "It's a man who likes to see in the back." So as I got to the back of the store, it was about four or five people laying on the floor. And he turned around and said, "All right, get it." He said, "All right." I lay on the ground. He was robbing the store. So when I turned around, I seen the gun. He's pointing the gun. He said, "All right, everybody lay down. Everybody lay on the floor." He said, "All right." So I laid on the floor. And the other guy, I looked, the other guy had up. He was holding, was standing behind the other lady with the gun. He used to remind me, so he said, everybody lay on the floor. So he said, "All right, everybody lay on the floor." So they went and did what they had to do. Then they opened the door to a basement, a cellar. Opened the door to the cellar. So, "All right, everybody get out of the cellar." He said, don't nobody come out until come out until we gone," something he was saying. So they went, so as you rushed everybody downstairs, everybody went downstairs, waited about 10 minutes. After he slammed the door first, right? Mm-hmm. Waited about 10 to 15 minutes. You know, somebody went upstairs and it was gone. And I think the manager, he had called the police, but I went on, they didn't say anything to me. I went on school that same morning. But, you know, that's been a long time ago. That was in elementary school. So that.
Wow. Is that it?
That's the story.
Okay, good. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a very short story. It's very, very short.
Okay.
And I want you to tell it back to me. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell me the story.
A lady was shopping. Her wallet fell out of her pocket. Mm-hmm. And when she got to the check account, she didn't have any money to pay for her groceries. So, with the lady, she put all the things back, and then she went home. And then when she went home, a young lady called her and said that she found her wallet, and she was really, really happy.
Okay, great. Remember the story, because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me at the very end.
Okay.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to run you through some memory exercises. Okay, we call this a measure of short-term memory. I'm just going to give you some numbers, and you just repeat it back to me. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
582.
582.
Mm-hmm. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428. 5917428.
5917428.
Yes. 417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
Let me hold on.
581-92647.
581-92647.
Okay. 382-95174.
382-95174.
Okay. 275-862-584.
275-862-184.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to give you some numbers. This is working memory now. I'm going to give you some numbers, and this time I want you to repeat them backwards.
Okay.
Alrighty. 2-4.
4-2.
Mm-hmm. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
You're getting three, Jim, isn't it? 6-2-9-9-2-6.
Yes. 415.
514.
3279.
9-7-2-3.
Yes. 4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
Yes. 15286.
Six, eight, 1-5-2. I can write down quicker than put it up, okay? But I can do this by memory, right? Okay. 15286 is 15282. 6-8-5-1.
Okay. 61843.
6 1 8 4 3 4 1 6 4 8 6 1 8 oh 6 1 8 6 4 3 4 3 3 4 1 6 1
I guess I did that. All right. Okay. Enough of that. Now this is a measure of long-term memory. And basically, I'm going to ask you to give me as many items as you can in three different categories for at least a minute, if you can. So the first category is foods. Give me as many foods as you can think of in a minute or more. And
many foods, you mean?
Anything that you can eat. Anything you can eat.
Okay. For a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so sweet potato, corn, peas, green peas, collard greens, chicken, fish, wheat bread, corn bread, biscuits, mixed vegetables, sweet peas, black-eyed peas, cauliflower, so I mean, the category you got there, so there's a lot of foods, and it's not that many people go, potatoes, green beans, steak, pizza, that's that pizza then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pita bread, tacos, enchiladas, burritos.
You running out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm keep rolling, keep you with your white potatoes, scalloped potatoes, red potatoes, sweet mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, which, I'm kind of running out now.
Okay. All right, that's good. The next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can think of. And go.
Dog, cat, horse, cow, raccoon, rat. I said a cat. Okay, a camel, a horse, a lion, giraffe, elephant, tiger, rhinoceros, a jackal, antelope, deer, ram, peacock. That's a bird, though. You said an animal, though.
Okay. Any more?
Well, I mean, without going over to call a bird, you know, the bird is considered an animal. A snake is a mammal, but I'm saying, okay, a snake. Lizard. Well, a whale is considered an animal. I guess you can call that animal, okay? So that's a fish that I'm saying. You know, I'm trying to go over there, okay?
Running out?
Yeah, I'm about running out. I probably could think of something else, but it'd take a little time. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I can feel my mess?
No.
Okay.
Teddy
bear?
Okay. Okay, the last one. Come on. Okay, the last one is kitchen items. Name anything that you can find in the kitchen. Start.
Okay, a knife, a fork, a spoon, a microwave, an oven, a blender, I think you might find the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kitchen cabinets, you know, refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
you know. Find a blender. I just said blender in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Little simple things. Oh, man.
Okay.
Dish rack.
Okay.
The dishes, you know. Dish rack, dishes, bottles. Bottles,
mm-hmm.
chair, tables, trash can, the trash compactor, you know, paper towels,
running out.
Clocks. Yeah, I'm running around, sort of running low.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's good. All right. The final exercise is an exercise of attention and inhibition. I say inhibition because you're going to want to do something and you're really not supposed to. Because you got to suppress what you want to do in order for what you need to do.
That's how I do.
So the first one, and this is just to get you prepared for the final one, which is the attention and the vision exercise. Start here and read across as fast as you can.
Hmm.
And I'm going to time you on this one, too.
Do I have to do like this, or do I have to...
Yeah, just read it out loud, starting here and go all the way down. Read it across as fast as you can. Yeah, exactly.
But can I use my hand?
If you want to.
Okay. Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Good. Next. You see the dots here?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the color of each dot and go across just like you did as fast as you can.
That's right. Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, yellow, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Finally, I want you to go across the same as you did before, but instead of reading the words, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in. Like, for example, here, you would not say red, you would say
blue.
Okay.
Blue.
And start.
All right, blue, red, yellow, green. No, like that. Blue, red, green, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Green, yellow, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, green, yellow, red.
Mm-hmm. Tough, wasn't it?
Sometimes. it's playing tricks with the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
The mind is programmed to say certain things. You know?
Yeah, so you have to suppress what you want to say in order for what you need to do. Okay, you remember that story about the lady with the shopping?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story again? Let me turn this off. Okay.
Okay, this lady went shopping. Uh-huh. She went to the store, and when she was while she was shopping, her wallet fell out of her pocket. I don't know if it's a pocket. I can't remember if it was her pocket, whatever. She lost her wallet.
Okay.
So what she did was she took all her, when she got to the register, she didn't have any money, so she put all the stuff back. And when she put everything back, you know, she went home.
Mm-hmm.
So when she went home, a little girl called her from the store and said that they had found a wallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
End of story.
Oh, and that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Let me see better.
Now I'm going to ask you how I did.
You did well. Let me take this.
I did.